Good afternoon. Today is where things usually get misunderstood. So let me promise you something right away. I am not going to talk about computers. I am not going to talk about bits. I am not going to talk about intelligence. Today, I want to talk about why stable systems cannot afford ignorance. Last time, we learned that once structure exists, history matters. You can't rewind cleanly. You can't undo without cost. The past sticks. That alone creates a problem. Because the past keeps producing errors. Let me start with a simple example. Imagine you're walking on a rocky trail. If you forget where you tripped last time, you will trip again. Not because you're unlucky. Because ignorance is expensive. That's the core idea today. Information appears when repeating mistakes becomes unsustainable. Now, let's clear up a common confusion. Information is not a thing. It's not stored like water in a tank. Information is a relationship. It's the relationship between what could happen, what did happen, and what you will do differently next time. If nothing changes, no information was used. Think about a thermostat. It doesn't think. It doesn't plan. It doesn't know the future. But it does one important thing. It notices when something drifts too far, and it responds differently than before. That difference is information. Now scale that up. As systems get larger, more parts, more interactions, more delays. They get more ways to fail. Errors stop being rare events. They become background noise. At that point, reacting blindly doesn't work anymore. Here's why. If you only react to what's happening right now, you're always late. By the time damage is visible, it's already spread. So systems that last learn something simple. Don't wait for the crash. Notice the pattern. This is where people start saying things like, "The system is computing." That's fine, as long as we're careful. Computation here doesn't mean thinking. It means transforming past experience into biased future behavior. Nothing more. Nothing less. Let me give you a physical example. A river carves a channel. Water flows. Erosion happens. Over time, the channel changes. Now future water flows differently. The river remembers where it flowed before. Not because it stores data. Because the landscape was altered. That alteration is information. Here's the uncomfortable part. Information costs something. To store it, you need structure. Structure can break. Structure takes energy to maintain. So systems don't store everything. They store only what reduces failure. Everything else is discarded. This is why perfect memory is a disaster. If you remembered every pebble on the trail, you'd never move. Good memory is selective. It remembers where the cliff is. It forgets the rest. As systems mature, something interesting happens. Information stops being incidental. It becomes architectural. Structures appear whose job is not to move, not to react, but to decide. Decide what matters. Decide what to ignore. Decide when to intervene. This is not intelligence yet. This is survivability under pressure. Let me say this plainly. Stable systems process information because guessing blindly collapses faster. That's it. No mystery. No magic. Next time, we'll take the next step. We'll talk about memory that survives copying. Memory that outlives the system that formed it. That changes everything. See you next class.